Welcome, Denise Marie.
Oh, hi, Kimberly. So nice to talk with you.
It's so great to chat with you as a fellow lover of Paris and someone who I have been in Paris with 3 times now, I guess twice on retreat. And then whenever I got to see you over the holidays for the little gathering. And, you know, it's just, it is one of those places that I know is so special to both of us. And I thought whenever I wanted to do one more kind of private recording for those joining me on the Paris retreat coming up, I thought, something on Hidden Gems with Denise Marie, I think would be amazing. So thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure talking about my favorite place. So yes, it's something that we've enjoyed together, and we'll just continue to do that probably for the rest of our lives, I suspect.
I hope so. And, you know, whenever I think of like Paris, kind of the favorite off the beaten path, right? Because we all know about the Eiffel Tower and the Arc de Triomphe and all those lovely, lovely places. But you and I have explored some really great kind of off the beaten path spots. And one that I wanted to start with is Marie Antoinette's place that we went to together. And can you chat a little bit about that and like how maybe our listeners could turn that into a day trip of sorts?
Absolutely. Everyone knows about, you know, Chateau Versailles, the main house. And, you know, I remember the first time I went there, there was all these tour buses. It was just so overwhelming. It was packed with tourists. And I thought, okay, I should be wanting to see this, but I really was turned off actually by the crowds. But I went in, I went all the way, you know, taking a quick train ride over. But, you know, I thought, okay, I'll walk through it. And that's exactly what I did. I got a ticket and I basically ran through it and went into the gardens and wondered, what is that place nearby? And it turned out to be the Petit Trianon, which was the house that Louis XVI gave to Marie Antoinette, who also couldn't stand the pomp and circumstances of the main chateau and all the rules and regulations and how formal it was. And she wanted a space of her own. And I think that's something a lot of us can relate to for sure. So I ventured over there and I just couldn't believe what I had discovered. And I was, you know, if I go there almost every time I go back to Paris now. It has the waterfalls, as you know, because you and I spent a day there, you know, walk through her Belvedere and where her Hamlet is, where she reproduced a peasant's village so she could feel like a regular person and do her thing and dress casually. And it's a really magical place, and I think it's overlooked. And if you make the visit, you'll see that the lines are very long to get into the main house and hardly long at all to get into the her home. So it's definitely still in my book a hidden gem.
Yeah, and there's Angelina's has a little kind of spot over there too, so you can have some tea.
Yes, absolutely. The hot chocolate and the nice little snack. It's a very nice place.
And we had fun in the gift shop. Remember, we got tons of gifts.
Yeah, you know, and I love that. My favorite thing to do now, because you can see the rooms and you can still be in awe of them, and I'm sure, you know, there's things I can continue to discover, you know, each trip I take. But I really love taking a journal and a book and just spending the day in the gardens. So it's definitely a great day trip to clear your head, you know, walk around the property. It's just a magical place.
Yeah. And as you said, skip the crowds and go right on over to her spot. And yeah, it's much less crowded.
Absolutely.
And what would you say? It's about a 40-minute train ride from Paris?
Yeah, I would say so. It's really an easy train ride. You just have to make sure you get on the right one, because if you don't, you're taking the local and you're stopping a lot, and it's a lot longer. I made that mistake the last time I was there. But it was on the way home, and I was completely drenched because, by the way, it's a beautiful garden, even if rain or shine. The main property will also have a lot of art exhibits and things like that within the garden. So there's just so much to do outdoors. If you like the outdoors, you can stay out of the inside. I mean, it's magnificent to see, but the outdoors are just as special as well. So yeah, take the direct one in, and depending on what your circumstances are, it doesn't matter which one you catch on the way back.
And maybe even checking to see if there is a ballet or a performance going on over at the main chateau.
Oh, like we did to see Cinderella? Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. that was a very special thing too. They have the beautiful chapel in there, and if you can just imagine all the royalty going in there for mass and private concerts. I mean, you really step back into time. You can feel that energy.
Yeah. And Tim and I went over the holidays and we went to go see a ballet there too. And, you know, I think it's like, I don't know, maybe 40, 50 euros. It's really reasonably priced. And, you know, it's great because you're sitting like on these beautiful benches, you know, and you're like right there. It's such a magical experience.
Yeah, there definitely isn't a bad seat in the house. And that's one thing I found in Paris, and I'm sure, you know, France throughout, the culture is so important that the ticket prices are reasonable. You know, people have these expectations of, you know, oh, I couldn't even look to go to an opera, or forget about getting tickets to the ballet. The French government wants you to enjoy the culture. It's such an important part of the French life that there are tickets to be found. And you know, many times museums, I think it's, I don't even want to guess, but there is a free Sunday of the month where museums are open. And, you know, there's just so much to explore at Versailles and beyond.
What about the next thing that comes to mind that was a little hidden gem that we stumbled upon and we ended up meeting for, I think, champagne in the afternoon, is La Belle Juliette, which is a hotel, spa, bar spot.
Yes, that is definitely a hidden gem. And I remember just looking for spas. You know, I always like to look and see what's around the area. And that was incredible what they had to offer. It was very, you know, very feminine and just beautiful aesthetics. And it wasn't overwhelming. And yeah, that was a fun afternoon meeting with, Maite, we went over.
Right.
I remember that. That was really a great, little girls, you know, catch up. And I remember I even had my fake bangs on. Remember I bought those bangs to be more Parisian, like you wear your bangs straight across, beautiful. And I, because they had these, like this wonderful little, you know, I read this magazine each month that has all these great tips about going, you know, to France and Paris and what's going on. And this, it was highlighted, like get these French bangs, you know, they color them. And I remember walking into that place with my bangs, feeling very French.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah, it's a real sweet spot. I've never been to the spa there, so I can't speak to it, but it looks amazing. Have you been?
No, I haven't. But, I remember how much, what a great time we had. I just don't go to that area du Saumont too much anymore, so I haven't been there. But it's definitely on the list to go check out the actual spa, because the menu is incredible.
Now, there's also the hammam that we went to that was amazing next to the Jardin des Plantes, which I know I'm butchering the pronunciation, but I wanted to just chat a little bit about that. And is that called Hammam Paris? I know it's like the big famous one, or Mosque de Paris. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. You know, I know there's a couple of them, and the one that we went to is definitely, I think out of what's available, that's the best one to go. And I wish I could think of the exact name, but it's the one that has the restaurant attached with the wonderful tea. And that was a great experience. I mean, you talk about authentic, real, unlike a normal spa. I mean, that was probably the best scrub I ever got in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, it's all business. How many people? Hundreds, it seemed like.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of people. And yeah, it's beautiful because you walk up and there's this gorgeous kind of outside garden where you can get all these, like, you know, pastries and this beautiful Moroccan mint tea and super authentic. And Tim and I actually went in recently and ate at the restaurant and had the most amazing, like, veggie stew I think I've ever had. It was so good. So it's really a lovely experience. And it's literally across the street from this gorgeous setting where you and I got some wonderful photos by the rose area.
And that's where we couldn't, yes, and that, right, that was the promenade. And that is almost 3 miles long, built, that park that was built on the elevated train tracks that were no longer used. So that was a great hike, and I would highly recommend anyone to jump on that. I think you get it at the Bastille. So you would, you know, and then we ended up at that park and we couldn't ride the merry-go-round. I remember the carousel was off limits to us because we were over 12. That was so unfair.
So upset about that. I was so excited about that carousel.
I know that giraffe had your name
Oh
on
my
it.
God, it so did. And yet there was some little girl on it. And I was like, that is my giraffe. That's so funny.
I know. He was looking for, where are your children? We don't have them. It's for us. No, you can't go on the carousel.
It was so sad. All other carousels there are like fine. It seemed like at least the carousels that I've come across, I'm able to get on. So I don't know what that was. Even recently when we went and we took Belle Star, I was able to have her on the carousel with me, and Tim got some great photos.
Well, that's your child, so I can see how that happens.
Right. I'm like, you let dogs on, but you won't let adults. What's up with that? So everybody just be aware of
Right.
avoid the carousel at Jardin des Plantes. Now, one other place that I think is super fun that you told me about is Mercy, which is that fun department store type place that also has a great little kind of bookstore and cafe associated with it.
Oh, yes. That's definitely it's a great place, and you just have to be prepared to be able to say no to yourself or to just really just go for it, because there's so many wonderful things to bring home. It's hard. You want to bring everything home. But yeah, that is definitely a special place. You would have no idea just from the street. And once you enter in, like you said, the library and that library side is actually a place that you can get a tea or a glass of wine, and it's just very special. And I love that their merchandise is just so different. So, I'll go in there and just get supplies. So, there's ways to do it where you're still having money to go have a glass of wine or something, but they just have so many unique products. There's really good energy in there, and they feature artists. So it's definitely a good stop.
Yeah, it's a sweet spot that I would have never heard about if not for you. The other place that I love, and it's a chain, and I assume it's a chain throughout France, and maybe not just Paris, but Au Nom de la Rose.
Oh, yes, you took me in there. That was fantastic for everything roses.
Everything roses. So there's like rose perfume, which I put on earlier tonight. There's rose candles. There's rose syrup that I actually brought home with me that you can put in, water or cocktails. And of course, there's roses. I mean, there's like, oh, I love this too, the dark chocolate with rose. I mean, it's just an amazing, darling little store. And then when you buy things, they put fresh rose petals in your bag.
Yeah, that's definitely a very special place. And speaking of roses, just to I discovered this park last year, Bagatelle. Unbelievable. They have the International Rose show there in June. It's usually on the first day of the summer. And they have like 10,000 different roses in there.
Oh,
It's
wow.
that's a very, very, very special place to go to. It's a little far out, but it's definitely worth the trip.
And what's the arrondissement for that? Do you know?
I do not know. It's just Park Bagatelle, Bagatell.
Okay,
I
yeah.
believe it's something new. I've read about it, and I went last year finally, and I'm going to go back in the summer and actually be one of their judges in the Rose competition. So I said, I
Wow.
hope it's okay that I hardly speak any French at all, but I can definitely see with my eyes what a good rose looks like and what one smells like. So they
Yeah.
thought that was pretty funny. So I'll be there. But it's really a very, very, very special place. Another wonderful journaling place and just wandering.
Yeah, what are some other kind of favorite journaling spots? Because like you said, Merci in the library, I loved that. I remember sitting there with a journal. And of course, there's Shakespeare and Company. Their cafe, but what else is good for you?
The Tuileries, you can download the map of the statues that they have in there. And it's fun to walk to each one and have a journal and maybe read a little bit about it, and then maybe prompt you to do some writing. I know in your retreats, at least the ones I've been to, you've been to that garden, and I think we've done yoga in that garden.
Yeah.
So that to me is a very special place. And when I discovered on the website that they have this map that you can download of all the statues that are in there. It's that was a really cool experience to do that. And then you end up where Marie Antoinette and others were met the guillotine in at the Place de Concorde. So you know, there's just a lot of opportunities to really, you know, go through a journal and you know, wander around in beauty and also with some pretty significant history. And behind Notre Dame as well, the Rose Garden behind Notre Dame is a beautiful, special little place. And as crazy as that area can be, if you go in the back behind it, there's also a good Wi-Fi connection. So if you have to check in and do your emails, it's the most peaceful place. I've loved discovering that.
Now, is that the one next to Shakespeare and Company, the little park?
Well, that park is incredible, too. In fact, allegedly, that tree is the oldest tree in Paris, the one that's right next door. That's a beautiful little spot. But if you go across the street to Notre Dame after you cross the bridge, it's the right behind Notre Dame is this beautiful garden, lots of roses in the, you know, starting to come up right now. And in the summer, just full bloom of roses right behind on the opposite side of where all the craziness is to get into the cathedral.
Wow, I had no idea. Yeah, thank you. That's great to know. The other thing that I love there is I took a macaron making class at La Cuisine Paris or La Paris Cuisine. And I know they have like croissant making classes and baguette making classes. I don't know if you've done anything there.
No, but since you, when you had, I did the macaron, I definitely put it on my list of something to do one day. It sounds fantastic. I'd be afraid to learn how to make those baguettes, though.
I know.
I can imagine. I would never go to work. I'd be making baguettes.
And eating baguettes.
Yeah, there's that, too. But, you know, another special place to journal and have some complete peace and quiet. It just seems like Paris is such a huge city, but I find it so peaceful. And I think you would do as well if you can be just invisible in this very big city that doesn't feel rushed. At least for me, it doesn't.
And, right.
You know, I'm always, there's so many spots, so many parks, the end of every street, there's a green space and cemeteries to me. I know it sounds creepy to some people when I come back to the States and I'll say, yeah, I just, you know, I spent the whole afternoon in the cemetery and they think it's weird, but it isn't really. You know, back, it's just a huge part of the culture and they're beautiful. And I discovered one recently next to this, close to this church I've been going to on Sundays when I'm there. It's St. Vincent's Cemetery and that's in the 18th arrondissement. And they label all of their trees. And when I went, it was in the winter when it was actually snowing that day. And I cannot wait to go back because they had fig trees. They had magnolia trees and all these lilacs, all my favorites. And I can't wait to see them in bloom, but all these different trees in this one place. And it's a very, very small cemetery, but very peaceful.
Mm, nice. Yeah.
A lot of artists are buried there, which I find very inspiring, you know. So you see a tombstone would be of the shape of an easel, you know, and or a palette with all different colors, you know, just beautiful.
Yeah, very cool. Thank you. It's always nice to find new spots. And, you know, over the holidays, you had mentioned a department store-like place that's kind of like IKEA, where you get a lot of your household items. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I go to one that's very similar to Home Depot, which is called Castorama, but that's really just like a Home Depot. But I'm trying to think of some other BHV, which would be BHV. That is an amazing department store. That is the department store that real Parisians go to. You know, Galerie Lafayette is beautiful. Printemps, fantastic. Bon Marché, all of these are great, definite. But BHV is really a great store. They have restaurants inside. That's a really great store to find different things, you know, for your home to bring back. There's all kinds of souvenir-y types that aren't like, you know, tacky or cheesy kind of things. They're just really nice memories to bring back. That's a great one to visit.
And are those kind of all over or is there just one?
No, there's just that one. Oh, and speaking about what's all over, you're the one that turned me on to Monoprix. I never even had walked into one until we went when we went to Chartres that day.
Yeah, I love me the Monoprix's amazing. Yeah.
And you said, I cannot believe that you haven't really, you know, been into one of these. And I said, I just pass it by all the time. I've never been in. It is amazing. Anything you want, you know, especially the one we went into Chartres was just beautiful.
Yeah, it's like the Target of Paris, listeners. That's what I always exactly. like to say. Yeah. And it's hit or miss, you know, like with clothing or accessories, it's hit or miss.
Right. Yeah, so thank you for turning me on to that.
Of course. Yeah. You know, the other thing that we've discovered that I love is Kilo, where you go and you can buy like vintage clothing kind of by the, and you pay by the kilo.
Oh, yes. I did that with you on one of your retreats. And I was so excited. Yeah, I think I had a stack fill and it was like 30 euros.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really a great experience.
Yeah, I got a black sequin tank top, I remember, for like 5 euros or something. Yeah, I still have it.
Yep.
Are there any other spots that come to mind, Denise Marie, that you think are like, you must check this out while you're here?
Not really spots, but I will tell you about a couple of things to do. That there's a theater group that I discovered in the past few years called Theater in Paris. And it's really a great way to see like a French opera or a French play because they have English subtitles above the stage. And I don't know how many I've been to yet. Every time I go, I try to go to a show or two sometimes, or even more I've done. But it's really a great concept. It introduces you to French theater and the French humor. But you don't have to speak French to understand it because they will run across the board like an opera house would have, but it'll have the in English above it. So that's great. And then I also saw, Oh My God, She's Parisian. That is a one woman show of this woman that was an attorney who just got tired of it and said, I'm not doing this anymore. And so she became a comedian. She didn't even know that she was funny. She just knew she wanted to do this. And it is phenomenal. It is hysterical. You know, it's like the female version of the How to Be Parisian in One Day, which is also very, very funny, done by this guy, just a one-man show. Very true, so spot on, but she is incredible. So I think it's Julie. Her name is Julie Collis, I believe, but it's OMG, She's Parisian. Well worth it. It's like an hour, yeah, and it's a very small theater, so you are introduced to different theaters, you know, through this theater in Paris, the same thing. Historical theaters that you would never, ever read about or know about. So it gives you an opportunity to discover those as well.
Yeah, great. Thank you. And anything in Montmartre, mm-hmm. since I know that's where you're spending a lot of your time now.
You know, it's so funny because I'm spending my time there basically doing some like home stuff. I'm always at that Costarama and I haven't yet really explored too much around me. I know that sounds crazy, but I don't usually, you know, just go to restaurants, but, you know, just walking, there's so much to see. The best overview, obviously, Sacré-Cœur, to go to the church up there, the big basilica, has the best view of Paris. You know, atop, so you can see the entire lay of the land from up there. Very beautiful. That's right outside the front of the church. Going inside of that basilica is something. In fact, just to go to Mass, regardless of what your affiliations or beliefs are, just to hear the angels, I'm sorry, going backwards, just to hear the nuns sing, it's like hearing angels sing. It's like a concert. Mm-hmm. It's just beautiful. Just beautiful. So I think that there's just so much, you know, that's the one thing, no matter how many times you go over, if you just walk wherever you are, whichever way you go, you'll find things that you'll never be able to discover any other way except by just walking, you know, and exploring.
And it's amazing. And wear great walking shoes, not tennis shoes, but wear great walking shoes because you'll walk like 12 miles without even realizing it.
Easily. Fitbits are really happy over there. They're like screaming over there.
Right. Thank you so much for sharing your insights and for, you know, taking me and sharing me. I remember sharing the promenade with me. That was a new discovery. And, you know, I think you're the one who told me about those initial ballet tickets to go see Cinderella. So it's just been a fun adventure exploring Paris with you.
Oh, thank you. And I had such a great time with you, because people that, you know, love Paris just to begin with, it makes it extra special. But people who don't even, you know, they're just like, okay, I guess everyone has to go to Paris once. They just fall in love with it. And we know why, you know, it's incredible. You know, Kimberly, before we sign off, I just want to say one more thing too, that because it's a mistake that I was always making when I traveled a bunch of times. I don't know if this has happened to you, but you get to the airport, you get to your gate, and before you get there, you see these great magazines that the airport puts out, and they're written in French and English in the same booklet. You probably picked one of those magazines up. And inevitably, I'm on the plane, and I'm flipping those pages, and I'm thinking, oh, I wish I would have known about that, because it's closing in 3 days. So now, you know, I did this the last time I was there. As soon as I get off the plane, they're not readily noticeable, but you can find them, like, as soon as you pass through customs. There's, like, one rack that's sort of hidden. And I'm like, okay, good. I can finally pull the book up, because it'll give you so many wonderful things to do, not to mention some coupons sometimes, or, you know, ad mentions. And so you want to have that before you go into the city, as opposed to on the way out. So
right.
There's one of the no-brainers that I always wonder, like, where are they when you get off the plane? Well, I found them. You have to really look carefully. So I would just tell all your listeners to just keep your eyes out for that French airport magazine, because it'll give you a lot of good ideas too.
Yeah. And it's also great art journaling material.
Absolutely. And practicing your French too, because you can see the, you know, the English and the French are side by side. So really a good magazine. Well done.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Denise Marie.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been a pleasure. And I will see you in Paris probably quicker than I'll see you either in D.C. or Florida. So I'm looking forward to that too.
Same here.